Morning. We're learning Hilchos Pesach. Today is April 29th, Yud Tes Iyar. And we're holding in Siman Tov Samech Beis, Sif Gimel. Tov Samech Beis, Sif Gimel. Before we begin this morning with the words of the Mechaber, I just want to do a little review, a little chazara from Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, and then a little introduction to Sif Gimel. And that's as follows. We learn in Sif Aleph that May Peris, which will translate loosely as fruit juice, May Peris, are not machmits. That means if I take, it's wine as well, which we'll see this morning, egg, apple juice, and I mix these ingredients with flour, and I make my matzah, that dough, even if I don't work it a whole entire day, that dough will not become chametz. That was Sif Aleph. Sif Beis told us that may peiris with water, not only will it become chametz when you mix it with the flour, it will hasten the process to become chametz even faster. Now we'll be discussing in Sif Gimel the issue of wine and water, in fact, putting some water in the wine. Okay, so let's start.
Which was the common practice?
Which was the common practice? Like, well, yes, we're not. Yeah, you're referring to like when they would dilute it. Right, so we're talking about a different stage in the process, and we'll also be learning a little about winemaking, which I have absolutely no idea how to do this, just from what the Mishnah Brura here is telling me. So those who have some ideas can definitely help me out. I appreciate it. Let's start now with the words of the Mechaber, and we'll take a break to give some explanations as we come across the need to it. Mutar lalush, the Mechaber tells us, b'yayin, you're allowed to knead with wine, even though it's not possible that you won't have a tipas mayim, a drop of water that will fall down at the time of the harvesting of the grapes. Shasa batzer is the harvesting of the grapes. Just like you have the katsira, harvesting of the grain, you have the batzer, harvesting of the grapes. So that's step one. So we're saying, we just finished mentioning in Sif Beis that we want to make sure there's no water coming in contact with the May Peiris category. Yayin falls into May Peiris, as the Mishnah Berurah told us in Sif Katan Aleph. However, now in Sif Gimel, the Mechaber is telling us that a drop of water that falls into the wine, the Shasa Batzer, the grapes, is fine. No, we'll see. We're going to go through different stages. What we're going to do now is go through different stages and find out when are we saying water is a problem, when are we saying water is recommended, and water is not a problem. Continues the Mechaber. V'af lechad chilo regilim litein mayim b'shas abotzer kidei lahat enitzuk. Now, even lechad chilo, not only if a drop of water falls into the grapes, into the wine, is it okay? Is it allowed? L'chatchila, we would go ahead and put water into this wine. Why? To permit nitzuk. What is nitzuk? Okay, so let's take a look at this board. Now, if you're not confused when you see it, so you should be, because I drew it. Now, basically, for those who are listening, I will explain what we have here. We have two containers. container number one, is owned by the Jew. Container number two is owned by the guy. That's why it says guy here, and it says Jewish mayim, Jewish over here, Jewish water. It's not water, just Jewish owned, okay? Now, if there is a little wine in the bottom of this container number two, Nachri's wine, Yayin Nesech, to be specific, the concern is that when I am pouring from my Jewish-owned wine into this barrel, and there's a little we'll see, Tefeach, there's a little amount in the bottom. It goes back up and makes this also Yayin Nesach. Okay. No, the way, how does it work? How does halachically it work? We say nitzuk v'chibur. Nitzuk is chibur. What that means is this. Since there's a consistent flow, right? See this flow? I didn't make a drip of lines. It's actually drawn to scale, where it comes down in the stream. It's graphically not the best, but okay, put that aside. Okay, and then we're saying that this water can be infected. This wine, I keep saying water. This wine can be affected. Now,
we're not saying that the wine from the Yayin Nesach actually goes back up. We're just saying it's connected.
It's connected. There's a stream. However, we're going to learn in the Mishnah Brura in a minute. So he beautifully explains how there's a way to permit and take care of this problem in the jug number two. If there's a little wine there, which was perhaps Yayin Nesach, by adding water into this first container of wine. Now, we're discussing now that we don't want to add water to the wine. If you add water to the wine, then we use that wine to make my matzah, I have problems. But now we're saying there are times you do want to specifically add the water. Okay, so this is one of those times you want to add the water so you don't have any problems with the Yayin Nesach. Basically, it's a simple... that's what's going to come out. Basically, it's a simple math calculation equation here. How so? We're going to take the Yayin... that's in jug number two. And what's in jug number one? There's also Yayin, right? That's in jug number one. We're going to have more water than wine in jug number one. We're going to add water, okay, to jug number one. This water will cancel out the wine in jug number one. Okay, you with me? The water in jug number one will cancel out, will nullify, because it'll be 60, or we'll see six times more, different opinions, either 60 times more or six times more. Wine. Water will be greater, 60 or 60 times more wine. So the wine is like it's not there now. Now I have water and wine. This water will take care of any little wine, in the bottom of the jug here. Basically, the words we have to know, when I have two items of the same type, for example, I have Yayin and Yayin. This is Min, it's called Min, and Minoy. One type with its same type. Water, with this whole mixture, is called Eino Mino. Not the same type, because water is not the same as wine. You go to the store, you want to buy a bottle of wine, and it gives you... Poland Springs water, that's not what you want. Okay. With this introduction, we're going to see the Mishnah Brura, how he explained this so beautifully.
So even if it has flavor, some flavor of the wine that's in it, it does it because of Shishim, it's
bottled. It's bottled. We're going to see that right now. Okay. The Mishnah Brura says now, turning the page, most editions, that we want to specifically, lechatchila, add water to the wine. The Gabayayin Nesach, we're in Sifkat and Tes, it begins on the next page. The Gabayayin Nesach, Nitzach Chibur, in regards to Yayin Nesach, we say there's a connection. That the wine that comes down from jug number one, like in the picture, is connecting with that direct stream, what is in jug number two and going back up, the Hainu Ma'ari Yisrael, if a Jew pours Yayin Mikadoi, wine from his jug, Likadoi Shel Akum, into the jug of the Goy's jug, Uboi Mashke Toifech, and you have some liquid in the bottom of jug number two, the Goy's jug of Yayin Nesach, Neser HaYayin Shebekadoi Shel Yisrael. So you have this wine becomes usur in the first jug, jug number one. She'amud hanitzik mechaber bein hayayin shebekli ha'elyoin l'yayin shebekli ha'tachtoin. Because that stream connects the two. V'royim ki'ilu hayayin shel isim mo'ir beheter. And we view it as if the wine of Isser in jug number two is mixed up with the wine in jug number one. So therefore, the wine in jug number one would be forbidden. Aval kishiyesh gamayim b'kli shel Yisrael, kishiyo sheyochol avatel hayayin b'kli shel akum. But when I have enough water, b'kli shel Yisrael, in the kli of the Yisrael, kishir, the measurement, sheyochol avatel hayayin, that I can avatel the wine of the goy's wine, the wine in the goy's kli, v'hayna, how much water do you have to have in the Jew's kli? Shishim pam is 60 times more, which we're all familiar with. However, l'chadeya b'shisha pam sagi, one opinion in Yoredeya, in Simkuf Chavav says, all you need is 6 times more. Okay, that's for Yoredeya, we're not discussing Yai Nesach now, in depth. Then, shari, it's permissible. So if I have 60 times more water in this container, opposite the wine, or according to one opinion, 6 times more, then what we do is we do our math. I have wine in jug number one. I cancel it out. Because the mayim, the water, is much greater. It's either 60 or 6 times more, the amount of wine in the container. And then, when I'm pouring the wine into this container, it's still wine. It's not water, it's still wine. Whatever might be down here in the bottom will not affect. It's going to stop it. Will not affect the Jew's wine. Let's continue first, and then we'll hopefully take questions and hopefully clarify. So it says further, the chol min uminoi, anytime you have a min, meaning the wine, and the same type as the wine, other type of wine as well, the she'enoi minoi, and something which is not the same type, which is the water. Amrinu, we say, salek es minoi, take away the same type. In other words, take away the wine. Kimisheina, like it's not there. Visheina minoi, and the water is a robe olov, umevatloi. And the water, it's like there's more water there, so it takes care of the problem, and it is no problem of the Yain Nesach. I want to share with you, those are the Dirshu edition, it's number 15. So I'll read the words to you. So he says like this, Pirush, what are we saying it's mevatalit? Number 15. It's on, right there, yeah. She yayin nesach, she's arev b'mayim, shehu yayin acher. Yayin nesach, that gets mixed up, b'minoi, with the same type, meaning same, just like wine, which is another same min, which is wine. Ein ei batel klal afilu be'elev. If I have a little tiny drop of yayin nesach, and I have 1,000 times more of whatever type of wine you like and you don't like, it doesn't make a difference. It's not going to mevatel that little drop of yayin nesach, even 1,000 times greater. Why? Because it's min b'minoi. It's two of the same type. Wine with wine is not going to be batel. Aval, however, im his arev be'enoi minoi, if it gets mixed up with something that's not its type, kegoyin mayim, harihu batel. If wine gets mixed up with something that's not its type, for example, the water, then it will not become batel. V'lachein, therefore, kishi his arev yayin nesach be'yayin umayim, when yayin nesach gets mixed up with wine and water, ro'im anu, we view it, ro'im anu is a yayin, we view the wine, which is the same type as the Yai Nesach, kilo eino karen, like it's not here. V'hamayim, and the water, hamu'uravim boy, the water that is here, which is not the min, same type, mevatam es hayai nesach. It nullifies the Yai Nesach, and it takes care of it. That was Sifkaton Aleph, Sifkaton Tes, explaining that why lechatchila we would want to go ahead and put water into this wine in the first place. Even though normally we're saying that if one combines the chemical consistency of water, wine, and then you put that with the flour, if you're making your matzah, which is what we're discussing this morning, making your matzah, it will cause that dough to ferment, to become chametz before 18 minutes. And it's not a problem if it does, you just have to make sure you bake it right away. You don't have 18 minutes on the timer. Let's continue now to Sif Katan Yud. But before we do that, we're going to read the Mechaber on top. He says like this, V'afa pichein, ein lachush lahem, don't be concerned with that water. Hayelu kvar nisbatlu hamayin beyayin, since the water became bottle, nullified, in the wine, kaidim shaloshu isa. Before they needed the dough. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud to explain what's going on here. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan Yud, Hoyluk Varnes Batlu, the water, Hamayim, was already became bottle. Royiv Ha'achroidim Eskimu, most of the Achroidim agree. The Ba'alma Loi Mahani Bittol B'mayim Shnes Arva B'may Peiris. Normally speaking, if you have a meperis, a fruit juice, which fruit juice, when we think of fruit juice, we think of, you know, now they have these banana with kiwi or strawberry mixed up all together, which they taste good, some of them. That's not only what it means. As we saw in Sif Katan Aleph, it could also mean wine, it can mean eggs, egg matzah, it's called meperis. All these type of things. So here it's saying, normally speaking, we say that water combined with wine is not bottle. V'chol sheyesh b'mei peiris afilo mashuhu mayim kuvar nishtano tivoi v'yochol lahachmetz isa. U'mahar oid lahachmetz yoyser. That any time I have a smallest amount of water with the wine, those two mixed together, even the smallest drop of water, then you put it with the flour, it will cause that dough to become chametzik faster. V'al kein, therefore, tzarech lahachmer l'chatchilo shloi lolush b'ahem k'nal. We're in the first wide line of the Mishnah Berurah, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah is telling us we have to be careful that those two liquids should never mix, the wine with the water, or the other meperis with the water, because it will come to ferment quicker. And a person doesn't realize that, and he thinks he has the 18 minutes. In the meantime, he's making chametz. V'hacha shani, this case is different. Why is this case different? This case with the wine is different. Why? Shemis arev hamayim b'yayin ad shalai digmura hasiyoso. Behind by Dano Tirosh. This case is different because the person is putting the water into the wine before the wine has finished its process of becoming wine. What does that mean? As was said earlier, There's water in all the liquids that we have, whether it's orange juice or apple juice or wine. What we have here is as follows, just some words. Tiroish, in this context, is referring to the first 3 days of making the wine. Okay? Must, that is correct. In English,
unfermented wine.
Must, thank you very much. Must, that is right. I saw that, I noticed that. In English, I had a feeling you would know that. In English, they call it must, unfermented wine. Now, if a person adds the water during the first 3 days, it's not a problem. It's unfermented. When is it a problem adding the water to the wine and that wine? Well, now, if it's mixed with flour, be a concern of being machmitz, of becoming chametz faster. That is when, as we see the next few words, when it is toises. What is toises? Toises is fermenting. So, while you're still making your wine, during the tirosh, during the must stage, if you add water, that's not what our halacha is saying. We're concerned that the water should not mix with the wine because that's not wine yet. It's still being turned into wine. After it's already wine, at the stage of toisei, it's already fermented. It's what's called wine. then you cannot add the water anymore. Let's now read the words inside. He says like this, once again, V'hocha shayni, first white line in the Mishnah Brura. Shemis arev hamayim b'yayin, ad shaloi nigmar asiyosa. We are mixing the water with the wine before the wine has finished its process of becoming wine. D'hainu b'oideno tirosh, it's still tirosh, it's still must, it's unfermented. V'achar kach toiseis hayayin v'nishapech hamayim gamkin l'yayin l'lohochi nechshav hakol l'yayin. Okay, let me explain. If a person, just to bear with me with my example, a person is making some meatballs or gravy or whatever, a pot stew, some meat, and he puts in his spices and sauce, and he puts water into the pot. What do you have in the pot? You have your meat and your sauces and gravy, and you have your water. You come back 2.5 hours later, you don't call it water in there. It's one entity. So too over here. By the stage of the tirosh, is the water with the wine. By the stage after the 3 days, it's toises, it's fermented. As he says, it's nishapech. It turned around, it changed over. Now the mayim and the wine are one entity. Therefore, in this arif hamayim b'yayin achar hatasisa, if the water and wine are mixed after this stage, when it's now called wine, bivadai, he says, ein oid l'oisa yayin din mei peiris. It does not have a din of mei peiris. Why does it not have a din mei peiris? Which we learned in Sif Aleph, that does not become chametz. The reason why it does not have a din of mei peiris is because there's water with this mei peiris, with this wine. And now, and that's the halacha of Sif Beis, it can be machmes yoiser. It can become chametzik faster. Let's continue now to Sif Katan Yiralef. And the Mechaber told us, Hoyelu Gvar Nisbatlu Hamayim B'yayin Kaidim Shaloshu Isa. Since the water was already bottled, nullified to the wine, Kaidin Shalosh Isa, before they needed the dough. Dim Nis Arev, says the Mishnah Rusev Kanyuralev, Dim Nis Arev, Mayim Koshuhu, Bimei Peres Beshas Lisha, Lukulyam Olo Nis Batal Hamayim. As he told us that if you have even the smallest amount of water with the Mei Peres when you're kneading, everyone will agree, Lukulyam Olo Nis Batal Hamayim. The water is not bottled. Now he says that the words of the Mechaber are not so precise. The Mechaber is mashma that you're putting the water after you finish the wine. But that's not what we're talking about, okay? As we'll see right now. The afilu b'koidim, says the Mishnah Berurah, the afilu b'koidim lisha loynis bato. Right, the Mechaber sounds like if you put the koidim shalosh v'isa, it's not going to be bottle. He says the Mishnah Berurah that afilu koidim lisha lo nis batel. Even before the kneading process, the water will not mevatel the wine. The whole tama bittel hu rak mishum shenis arev b'yayin b'shosh hayayin toises. The nisabech hamayim l'yayin u'kanal, like Ari was pointing out. The whole time, when do we say the water is like its bottle? That's only during the first 3 stages of the must of the unfermented wine. But once it's wine, the wine and water are not bottled. The smallest amount of water will cause that wine with the flour to ferment faster. V'aymibir halacha. Now, a different point. Mekasu ha'achreinim. The yayin smukim, or devash smukim. Raisin wine or honey. Yayin smukim is raisin wine, and devash smukim is honey made from the raisins. Afshinasim ay de mayim, even though it's made through water, kevon shenishtana taimo legamre, have it kumei peres greda. Since it has changed, nishtana taimo, its taste is totally different. have a kime peiris grade. It's just like me peiris. In other words, we don't say that the raisin wine has a din of water with raisin, of water with wine, but rather it's just raisin wine. And it does not cause the dough to ferment faster. Because the water that was soaking in with the raisins is now, it's not water. It's just like the water that was in the meat pot. It's not water. It's a gravy. It's a different creation now. This is only after it fermented, is it a different entity? Kanal, inyan, yayin, and oven, just like by the grapes, by the wine of the grapes. He says in brackets, the lav hachi, like mikri mei peiris, or else it would not be called mei peiris. What do we mean? It doesn't mean, or else it would not be called mei peiris. If the water was put in afterwards with this raisin wine, that's not called mei peiris. That's called water with with wine, raisin wine. The gam shalo nishbach boi oid mayim achakach, we did not add more water after the raisin wine was finished. Also, when the raisins are a lot, because if there's a ratio of 1 to 6 with water, then of course it would be considered to be meperis with water. If there's a ratio of 1 to 6 of water, then it would be machmis with a dough. Then this type of raisin wine would cause the flour with the raisin wine to become chametzik faster. V'yesh me'achroinim she'machmirin, there are those achroinim that are machmir, v'tzimukim b'chol gavni, with raisin wine, raisins in all situations, v'soivrim, and they hold the meit smukim, lo'inech she'mei peiris, that the meit smukim, the raisin wine, the liquid from them, is not considered to be mei peiris, v'alkein, kol bal nefesh yachmir she'loi lecho, matzah she'nilo she'behen, every bal nefesh who's concerned with his soul, literally, should not have shaloi lecho matzah shniloi shebehen that was needed with this type of raisin wine. In other words, you have the flour, and it doesn't say water in the ingredients, but it says raisin wine. It says not to use it. Rak limkor olishois ad achar Pesach, but rather to sell it or to hold on to until after Pesach. Vayimashir kasadnu lekamei sevav linen made dvash, and we'll see later on sevav. In regards to the Meid Vash. Meid Vash is an alcoholic beverage. Let's stop here and take a look.